the number one live audio culinary industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner, award-winning chef, TV host and global icon, and national treasure,
at least in his mind,
Chef Plum. So close that saute station, make sure the grill is off, and grab that shift drink. Because we're about to mess up your mise en place. Here's Chef Plum.
Yeah. Got that rock and roll music playing. We're getting crazy. Crazy, Jeffy.
Super crazy.
Yeah, your mic has like a thing where it goes down. I don't know why it's doing that. It's like a nice mic stand, and it goes from being like fully erect to slowly falling down right now. We could tighten that shit up with a screwdriver. And, hey, what's up, Dave? How are you, brother? Wait, you're right. Hold on, sorry. What was I thinking? Oh, shit, there he is. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I got Dave. I got Jeffy. Live from Amagansett tonight.
Live in the big house.
You're far away from your microphone.
In the big house.
You can't do that. You can't smoke that shit in the house. They'll have a heart attack.
Vape?
Yeah. They were specifics. Don't vape in the house. That's what it said. I'm just saying what they said. I told him the same thing. Although Dave's vape always smells like maple syrup.
Yeah, pancakes.
What does your vape smell like?
Maple
sour
syrup.
Sour diesel?
Sour what?
Sour diesel.
I don't know what that even means.
Yeah.
You look so surprised.
The kids? Well, because everyone vapes, bro.
I don't vape.
No.
Dave doesn't vape.
Yep. Dave clouds.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the disco pool, too?
It's dope. It's like my shower head.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, ladies and gentlemen. What's happening? It's your boy Chef Plum, live from Amagansett tonight. I got Jeffy with me. I got Dave with me. We got a great program tonight. That was a whole weird intro. You know what? Last week's intro was such bullshit. We had to do something different here and kind of move it along. I don't want to fucking do that game again. Anyway, happy to have you guys live with me. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight, guys. We got Chef David Fuerte joining us tonight. We met David in Mexico, Jeffy.
Yeah, it was awesome. He's a great guy. He's a lot of fun to work with. Good brother.
Talented guy, too, right?
Oh, super talented. He walked us through the magics of jackfruit.
That's right. The magics of jackfruit. And you know what? We know what we're going to do during the break. I have a different clip that might work better on that, on your microphone there. But listen, and of course, Dave hanging out. We were doing some work in Dave's restaurant all day today, helping out. Dude, it's a beautiful spot you got over there, Cell Rose in Montauk.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I'm just happy we got some more refrigeration today. That's going to make things a lot easier.
Why? Then you're whispering.
Some more refrigeration today.
I don't know. Am I whispering?
Yes.
All right.
Because he's looking us in the eye. It makes him nervous.
Is that what it is? It must be. But a lot of work, though. But listen, here's the good news. You got refrigeration there because it's been one of the hangups. Like, you guys do so much business, you can't keep up.
Yeah, we pretty much prep the whole menu every morning.
Damn.
Yeah, so it gets a little tiring, but now that we can get a little ahead of it.
Right, and we're hoping today.
The food's always fresh too.
Yeah,
Cell Rose is delicious. It's always fresh because he's making it every day.
Dude, he made me a short rib for the ride home. He put it in a quart container, and I ate that shit with a giant serving spoon on the way home.
Wow,
like a man.
I believe it.
Yeah,
you didn't just hold it in your hand.
Oh, like the pork chop picture.
Yeah, the rocked out pork chop.
I should have. That pork chop was delicious.
Should have wiggled a good jiggly.
The pork chop was fucking delicious.
The pork chop looked. Wait, I had some of that pork chop.
You had one too.
Yeah.
It was delicious. But yeah, so it should be a great show tonight, man. I always love talking to David, hearing his story. But of course, we're also hoping. I just sent a message back out. I spoke to hashtag Joe.
You did?
He's at San Diego Comic Con. We're all a bunch of comic book dorks. Yep. Want to hear what's going on at Comic Con because SDCC is one of the biggest ones there is.
It's huge.
I mean that's like it's the one.
I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate that it's not in New York. But yes, it is big.
Well, I just want to know more about the Marvel stuff, Dave. Like, I want to know what's happening with these movies. I want to know what's going on. So I'm hoping, when I talked to Joe earlier, Joe, of course, from that hashtag show, he was like, yeah, I think I can. Let me see what's happening. And I was like, dope, no pressure. And I sent him another message just now saying, can I call you in about 20 to check in with you? So we'll give him a few minutes, and then we'll see if we can check in with him.
I love it.
But it should be good stuff, man. Listen, here's the thing. I know a lot of chefs are comic book dorks. However, our guest tonight, Chef David, I don't think he's a comic book dork, do you?
I don't know. I bet he read some comics.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he might make fun of me for it. But I can't wait. We got some great stories to talk about with David. So that should be a lot of fun. But I want to ask you guys this question. It was something that kind of came to my attention today, hanging out at Dave's restaurant and talking to some of his cooks and doing stuff. I mean, listen, we all come from the old generation of doing these things, right? I mean, I come from a generation of screaming at line cooks, screaming at servers when they fuck up.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's really so much of a thing anymore, Dave. What do you think, man? Throw in your two cents, because you're a couple years behind us here. But
for me personally, I do my best not to yell, because at the end of the day, what's the point?
Well, that's what I say, but, you know, I can understand when these young guys do get mad still.
Well, yeah, it's just because they don't realize no matter what, it still has to get done.
Right. You still have to get it done. Jeffy, what do you think?
Well, I think anger is an okay emotion. I just think it's important to channel it positively. And I think in the kitchen, it's hard to not do that sometimes. It's hard not to take certain things personal. You know, like you're working really hard, you write a menu, you want everything to be done the right way, and then catch somebody fucking off or something like that. It kind of like, you know, it almost hurts. Like you're fucking with the team, you know?
Right?
Like, so
you
kind of like it. So I guess it kind of depends on the situation. I try not to yell. I try to be pretty friendly and like
even when you're doing laughing. Like big catering gigs at the house and stuff. Like if the servers are fucking up, being jackasses,
I would let. I don't like to hire people who mess around, and like the people who the servers that I use come from a company, and I know the owner really well,
right?
And if I was just like, dude, this dude was on his phone even once, I would never see that guy again.
That would be it, right?
Yeah, because it's just, we don't, you know, we take it very seriously.
That's how I think we should take it too. But I mean, you do still see some of the younger guys who get angry and shit like that, and I just don't think, I mean, look, the generation that I came from, that's what we did. We got angry, we yelled and screamed, we got fucking fired up at people. I just don't think it's worth it anymore. Yeah, that's the jam. Buttery beats right there. Buttery beats. Can't hear you.
Buttery beats.
Yeah, yeah. But listen, so.
With a twist of art.
When you see, what about if you see.
Put that shit up.
What? No. What if you see, like, your guys getting angry and start yelling at people, Dave? I mean, do you react to that, or do you let them do it?
It depends, honestly. Sometimes it's warranted, but if it's on some bullshit because they're irritated because we're busy, then I shut that down pretty quick.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's important.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I don't know. If so, look, bottom line, I think us here on the program all agree, if you're a young line cook in this business and you're still screaming at servers, there's different ways to handle it. We don't do that anymore.
Screaming at servers.
Yeah.
I think that's ridiculous. You can't scream at servers.
No.
Because they're the face of the restaurant, and they have to go back out in front of people. And you can't shake a server down. It's not doing anything to help anybody. I misunderstood. I thought you were talking about yelling at people in the kitchen.
Oh, no. Well,
with, like,
both.
Other kitchen people.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, like, that to me is closer to home, personal. I think when you yell at a server, it's very counterproductive to what you're trying to do, because the server needs to be on point for sure, but I think you need to, like, you know, kind of positively reinforce them, because you can't, like, shake a server down and have them go out in front of the table like, hi, like, you know, like,
right,
you know,
let them, like, get all, like, fucking, yeah,
because you broke them down, or have them go out there and be a bitch or a jerk to a customer because you just yelled at them and broke them down and they feel less than, you know. It's like, that's just not, you're not helping anyone in that situation at all. The best thing you can do is pull them aside and say, like, hey, this is what you need to do. Like, you need to chill out with this. You need to, you know, do this. This is
totally
procedure, blah, 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 whatever. Sorry, I misunderstood the
No, but that's a good elaboration of it, Dave, right there. What do you think? I mean, do you agree with Jeffy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've had to pull servers aside and be like, hey, I need you to check on your tables more. If there's an issue, we can address it a lot quicker if you're actually touching your tables that you're serving. So I've had to do that a few times.
Key. That's a good one. That's a good piece of advice.
There you go. I
all
like
you
that.
Young servers out there. Shout
I like
out
that.
To the bread bakers.
Shout out to the bakers.
To the people cleaning the floors.
Shout out to our buddy Ben Randall last week hanging out. How fun was that guy?
Ben Randall's the man. I love that guy. In the Weeds. Great podcast. Great guy.
Great show.
Dude. Love that guy.
In the Weeds. Of course, Ben Randall, guest last week. Dave, you talked to Ben a little bit. What a good guy, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. He's pretty cool. Michigan. So he already gets points there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Detroit over here.
That's right. That's right.
Boy.
They got that casserole. What do they call that shit?
Oh, yeah. It's a pizza style.
It's a what? Did you turn your mic off?
Hello?
You had your mic turned off.
You hit the thing.
But should be a great show tonight. We're sounding super professional, which is a lot of fun. I think we should probably jump some breaks. Hopefully, maybe we can try to get to Joe later on tonight. He hasn't texted me back. He said it was a possible thing, so hopefully he'll get in there, which would be great. But anyway, in the meantime, I want to play a couple spots. Oh, you know what we should talk about?
What's that?
Bulls in China shops.
You ever seen those?
Yeah, every morning when I look in the mirror.
We have some great giveaways to talk about coming up, and I'm really excited to bring them up and talk about it. Dave, tell them about the giveaways we got happening.
Me?
Yeah, all the great giveaways we got planned, Dave.
Aren't we doing from like Sizzle Plate, right?
Ah, Sizzle Plate.
Yeah. Sizzle Plate Productions.
That's
right. Give it a giveaway.
That's right. What's that giveaway going to be, Jeffy?
It's a mystery giveaway.
Yeah. So what does that mean?
Well, that means we're gonna start a contest. We're gonna run it on our Instagram. I think Dave's in charge of that. He's gonna be putting that together for us. He's gonna be check him out at Dave Boredom and also at Chef_Plum at 14 Chef. We're gonna be in collaboration putting out this this contest.
Here's what's happened. Now for us to be honest, here's what's happened. So we were going to do a giveaway with Shoes for Cruise. I got a great giveaway from them. And then it hit me. We had a conversation about doing this Christmas and this during the summer gimmick. So we've actually reached out to some other companies to do giveaways. So the plan is to get a bunch of them consecutively. So that's what the plan is going to be. So we're going to make that happen.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. I don't think I have any Christmas music loaded up. Yeah. Well, I thought I had some. That's the plan.
I'm in. So what's the contest?
We're going to announce it later tonight. The first one, later tonight.
How many is there going to be? Is it a three-part contest?
It's going to be a two-part contest.
Two-part contest.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm enthralled.
All right. And then, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be our giveaway from Shoes for Cruise. Officially, the first one is going to happen. And then we're going to do it, run it for a week. And then the following week, we're going to do a giveaway from our good friends from Ergo Chef.
Oh.
Following that, we're going to do a giveaway from our good friends from Spiceology.
What?
Which should be really cool. We're excited about that. And we're going to run them for the rest of the summer. That's the plan.
And Sizzle Plate.
And, of course, the Sizzle Platters one. Sizzle Plate. Sizzle. Sorry, I get it wrong. They give us money, and I give it wrong. But Sizzle Plate. So, yeah, we got a Christmas in the summertime from your boy Chef Plum here at Plum Love Foods. All of us to you. Merry Christmas, baby.
Merry Christmas in July.
Merry Christmas. We love you.
When Santa wears a wetsuit.
Santa in a wetsuit is hot.
He's sweating. So hot. Sweaty. Think about Santa's balls in a wetsuit.
Wet gray beards.
His beard is sweaty.
Gray pubes.
He has a ball beard.
Ball beard.
What's a ball beard?
What is a ball beard? Hey, check it out. I just got a text from hashtag Joe. He said, give him a call. His phone might die, but give him a call. Let's see if we can make that happen real quick. Let's see if we can do it. But you guys are supposed to talk, not be on your phone, so I can do this.
I'm talking.
Yeah, so you guys talk while I do
this.
All
right, we're going to talk while we try to reach hashtag Joe and that hashtag show, who's in San Diego.
Man, go one more time.
I should be a rapper.
You should be.
I'm like...
That was like four bars, I think.
Maybe two.
You guys are the worst at buying me time.
Well, I'm rapping, tapping, making shit happen.
Oh, he's still going.
All right, here we go.
Dude, I'm
he's flowing.
We're calling hashtag Joe. Let's see if we can get him.
My hair, I'd be crimping.
I might have actually lost. Joe, what's up, brother? It's your boy, Chef Plum, Chef Jeffy. What's going on?
Yo, what's up, buddy?
Dude, I love the IG last night, man. I had a lot of fun. I was laying in bed just talking to you guys. It was awesome. It was dope.
Awesome. How you doing, man?
We are great, man. We're hanging out here in the Hamptons doing some work for the weekend, but I know you're out there at San Diego Comic Con. You know how much of comic book dorks we all are. We just want to check in with you and see if you've seen anything really cool.
Everything. Everything's really cool.
Everything. Talk about some of the stuff. I know you guys have seen a lot of the Power Rangers stuff I saw, but have you seen anything from Marvel yet?
Yeah, there's on the floor, there's a big Marvel presence, obviously. They have the I Love You 3000 tour, which is going around, which is the culmination of the first 11 years of Marvel. So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Saturday, the big Marvel panel, which is this big speculation about Phase 4.
Right.
And big rumors going on that the cast of Eternals is here. But also and also possibly the Fantastic Four announcement. But that's all rumors. Speculation.
Oh, wow. Fantastic Four. How do you feel about that, Joe? I feel like that might be, I don't know, never my favorite, but I'm sure they would do a much better job than the last few movies.
Yeah, I would love to see a Fantastic Four film done right, done some justice. There's also, I mean, who knows? Maybe it could be the Doctor Doom movie before Fox before Fox sold over to Disney, the Fantastic Four movie was in the work with Noah Hawley, who is the executive producer and showrunner for Fargo and Legion.
Nice.
So it's possible that could still be in play.
Dude, that's crazy. How many people are out there right now? Is it just Mob Scene?
It's not terrible yet, but it will be by Saturday. It's estimated to be 156,000 people in the convention.
God.
Yeah, and over 2 million people in the city of San Diego in the course of these next 5 days.
Wow, wow. Now, are you guys out there kind of just freelancing things for Hashtag Show, or are you doing actual, like, content for the show?
Yeah, no, we're doing a little bit of both. We did a press line earlier today with for Terminator, which was a lot of fun. Arnold Schwarzenegger did not show up, but I heard that panel was great. Big announcements there. Also, the trailer for Top Gun Maverick dropped.
Oh, I heard.
And that had a... Yeah.
Is it
cool.
dope? Is it
Tom
worth
Cruise
watching?
Tom Cruise is here at Comic-Con. Yeah, check. You guys should check it out. I mean, it's there's some nice clips for nostalgia in there from the old Top Gun film, but cool clips. We also got the It 2 trailer that came out with a movie I'm anticipating.
Nice.
Very much.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's a lot. And believe it or not, guys, Cats. The trailer for Cats was not a Comic-Con thing, but it did come out.
Oh, like the musical Cats, but they're making it a movie, right?
Yeah, the musical Cats, yeah, with Idris Elba and James Corden and Rebel Wilson.
Of course. And, you know, actually, it's funny because our very own Chef Jeff here was about to be in that, but he had to turn it down because he had work obligations. He would have made a great cat. You know,
I make a beautiful person.
He's a calico. It'd be unbelievable. Hey, listen, the question's already coming in for you, man, while you're there. Any word on Morbius, the living vampire, Morbius?
From what I've been told, Sony does not have a presence here, so we will not be seeing anything about Morbius into the Spider-Verse or Spider-Man.
Damn. All right. Well, look, man, I know you got a lot going on. You're super busy out there. You guys, you got to follow Joe, of course, on that Hashtag Show. They did a great IG Live yesterday. On their way, Jeffy, they were driving to San Diego, and so I sat up last night talking to these guys. There was a lot of great information coming out there. Hey, did you ever find any of those cool Power Rangers figures you're looking for?
I did. I'm looking at them right now. I have them in my possession, the Lightning Collection Power Rangers figures. And I don't know if any of you guys are nostalgic Power Ranger fans, but it was just announced today that the original Red Ranger Jason is going to be making an appearance on the current series of Power Rangers.
Really?
So it's been going on for 26 years, I believe.
Wow.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Dude, I'm a giant Power Rangers fan. I didn't follow it as closely as a lot of people did, but I definitely enjoyed it. Hey, I asked you last night, too. I wanted to ask you this. That movie that came out a couple years ago, I actually thought it was a pretty decent movie, a cool take on the Power Rangers, but they're definitely rebooting the whole thing. What did you think of that movie?
I loved it. The 2017 reboot of Power Rangers, I loved it. They did something different with the characters. Billy was the first autistic superhero. We also had our first LGBTQ ranger in Trini. They did a few race swaps, which I really liked. I thought the movie was pretty solid. Bryan Cranston, Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah.
Really held it down, but now it looks like they are going to reboot it under Hasbro's banner, AllSpark, I believe. But this is interesting, guys, because now Power Rangers, or Hasbro, actually owns G.I. Joe, Mask, Power Rangers, and Transformers. So maybe we could see a Transformers-Power Ranger crossover.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that thing you guys are doing with Power Rangers? You guys at the Hashtag Show.
Cosmic Protectors.
Yeah.
It's a motion comic, actually, Power Rangers motion comic, where a lot of the former Rangers are going to be reprising their roles and doing some fun stuff there. We're getting that off the ground, actually. Yeah, so that's going to be a lot of fun. We have one of our first big announcements. That's going to be on Patreon, by the way. People can support that through Patreon. But we are going to debuting some of the former Rangers that are going to be coming on within the week. Actually, one of them is going to be here Saturday with us.
Very, very cool, man. Look, awesome. You guys are always doing so much awesome stuff over there. You guys are killing it, man. I remember
when
you were just a lonely, like, dude that worked on a TV show, and now look at you. I don't even know what to do. I mean, you have this super attractive woman. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. You must have won the lottery.
I won life's lottery, yes. I am very fortunate in life.
Hey, finally, you think we'll get any of the Disney Plus shows coming out? Rumor is War Machine.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think we're going to get anything Disney Plus here at Comic-Con. I think they're saving that all for D23.
Yeah.
I think that D23 is we're going to get all the announcements with the WandaVision show, the Captain America show, which is now like Bucky and Falcon, also the Loki show, and possible War Machine show.
Sweet. I can't wait for all that stuff, man. I'm such a Marvel
guys, I can't
dork.
Wait for The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. Dude, there's so many things coming out that I keep, like, I don't even think about.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing, and I can't wait for that. But I think D23 is where we're really going to dive deep. Now, my prediction, I'm going to predict this right now.
Let's do it.
The slate for the Marvel Phase 4, I think we're going to see Black Widow, and I think we'll see a trailer of Black Widow.
Oh.
I think it's going to be The Eternals, Shang-Chi, Thor 4, Doctor Strange 2, Black Panther 2, which I think the villain of Black Panther 2 is going to be Namor, and Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which I think is going to be as Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. You think they're going to do that?
I do. And I do think we'll either see Doctor Doom or the Fantastic Four announced.
Do you think we'll get an announcement about Secret Invasion?
It's a great question. I mean, look, Secret Invasion makes a lot of sense here, especially if you're going to introduce the Fantastic Four, because their connections to the Skrulls.
Yep.
I think if you're going to introduce Fantastic Four, I think that's the next big thing that Marvel does. I think it's a little too early for us to... Look, the X-Men need to rest. Phoenix did not do as well. The X-Men need to rest. And I think right now we can... And look, if it's slated for 2022 or even 2023, the Fantastic Four is going to be prime for the picking for Marvel Studios.
Well, dude, I'm super excited about it. You guys, Joe, I know you're crazy busy out there and having a great time at Comic-Con. Thanks for taking a few minutes, man. We really do appreciate it. Hey, and do me a favor. You see Xavier Woods? Tell him Chef Plum says what's up.
So, you know, it's funny. I was going to a party last night with a few of the WWE guys, Xavier Woods being one of them.
Nice. What a fun guy to watch, huh?
Right? Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. If you're in San Diego, there's a lot of fun parties going on. IGN is throwing their party. So is Den of Geeks. And I think there's a couple other parties. So San Diego is going to be a fun place tonight on a Thursday night.
Dude, and I couldn't think of a better guy to be there enjoying it, man. Joe, thank you so much, man, for the update. We really, really appreciate it, dude. Much love to you. And again, can't wait to see what these things when they come out. And of course, don't forget to check out that hashtag show. And of course, on Instagram, @Joe. You got to check them out. Good
that
stuff.
That hashtag Joe. Yeah, that hashtag Joe on Instagram. That's
there
right.
It is. All right, bro. All right. Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later on.
Take care. Bye.
Later, buddy.
Take care. Thanks.
There he goes, you guys. That's our boy, the one, the only, Joe Dackelmeyer @that hashtag Joe right there. Dude.
That hashtag. Yep. That hashtag Joe.
So look, I totally hung up on Davis. So I got to call him back. So let me get that straight. Let's play a commercial spot. We'll come right back here on Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum. I got Chef Jeffy. I got Chef Dave with us. We're going to be hanging out with our good friend, Chef David Fuerte. Stay right there. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. We'll be right back, guys.
Oh, yeah, Dave. Ergo Chef Knives. The knives used
by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Every 100 years, an idea comes along that changes the way we think.
It's one small step for man, one giant step for...
It molds us as people, outlines social norms, and brings us full circle in life.
Go ahead, son. Fetch that cleaver and stump. It's time to take out that cock.
Mommy? Well, where does chicken meat come from?
Yeah, how do we kill these chicken to eat now when we raise them, Trevor?
A dream turned into a reality. So inspiring, so creative, it needs no introduction. Chef tested, poultry farmer approved, and endorsed by the Church of Jesus and Latter-day Saints. Introducing Cock Blocks. The first cutting board guillotine designed to lock in that cock just before you lop its top. Comes complete with ergodynamic blood pool, adjustable leather straps, 3 blade choices, and a face splatter shield just in case. Now you can take your cock harvesting to the next level. Take it to Cock Blocks.
Order now online, www.cockblocks.com. That's blocks with triple X. The first 100 orders will receive a free child-size splatter shield.
A sizzle plate product.
Yeah, coming back live right here on Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Joined, as always, by Chef Jeffy and, of course, the one and only Chef Dave Boredom hanging out. He's got a mouthful of pizza right now. Jeff, what pizza are you guys eating?
Best pizza of Brooklyn, now out in the Napeak stretch.
That's right.
Very good pizza. Very good.
Dave, you met these guys, right?
Yeah. I think it was opening weekend.
Nice. Well, guys, we're joined tonight. We got a great guest on this evening, man. This gentleman, we met out in when we were in Mexico, Jeffy. He was awesome. He just jumped. We clicked immediately. We met David, didn't we?
Yeah, he's a good brother. He's a hard worker. He's a good guy, and he's funny.
he's great, right? Yeah, and let's talk about. Absolutely. So we did in Mexico. You do the final night, Dave. It's like a big like to do where everybody comes and you do like a tasting bite and everything. We look over and fucking Chef David's got a whole like wood burning, like he's got like a giant, he's basically got what you would have in The Walking Dead, like that you would put the heads on, like the spikes.
He had the home field advantage.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
He was killing it in Mexico.
He did share that home field advantage with us, and I can't think of...
He did everything he could to help us. He was awesome.
No doubt about it, man. And I think we're very lucky to have him with us tonight, man. I can't think of another good guy to come on here that we met on one of our trips. One of the guys I'm happy to call a friend. A very, very talented chef. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only, Chef David Fuerte to the show. Chef, good evening, brother. How are you?
Good evening, everybody. How are you guys doing? I'm good. I'm in LA. Nice and warm weather.
Dude, it's hot as shit here on the East Coast. What you talking about? It's hot and humid.
No, it's not humid over here. It's good over here.
Yeah, right. We were just talking to our buddy Joe from that hashtag show, and he's a Hollywood guy, and he's down in San Diego right now. So you guys are getting great weather where we're over here sweating our balls off.
San Diego has the best weather.
That's what I've heard. Well, man, listen, so dope to have you on the program. We were just reminiscing a little bit before we went live, talking a little bit about Mexico, man. What a great experience that was for us, man. I hope it was great for you, too.
Yeah, Mexican privilege. How can it not be?
that's the shit that Jeff was talking about. He kept saying he's got a home field advantage.
Dude, we did a chop battle, and I look over, and he's got guys making homemade tacos and... mixing cocktails. I was like, what the hell is happening over here? I have a girl who barely wants to talk to me.
Right. Well, that's just girls.
That's probably true. Most girls don't want
to talk to me. Yeah, that's probably how girls are with you.
That's right. But, dude, what a great experience. One of my favorite things about that whole few days we were out there was meeting you and becoming buddies with you. Brother, talk a little bit about what you do. Because I think your story is so amazing, and I can't do it quite the justice you'd be able to do it. I remember sitting in that bar. We were sitting outside, you and me and Jeffy and some random people we met at the hotel, and you were just talking the story about Masa Taco and all the shit you got going on, man. It's really impressive.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's been a long ride, and I've been in the industry for a while now. My background is opening hotels and restaurants. And then, you know, I was put in a position where I had to open my own restaurant to secure my livelihood. And I chose to create Masa Taco, which was at the time a healthy Mexican eating, dining environment. Not necessarily vegan, but I did park a food truck outside the restaurant, which was probably one of the best decisions I ever made. And honestly, that's something that I would give as a... you know, information or somebody's going to open up a restaurant to put a food truck in front of the restaurant while they build out. Cause like here in LA, you know, by the time you open your door, you're looking at 7 to 9 months, sometimes even longer. But at the same time, while you're building out, you can start creating, you know, you're basically your clientele. So, you know, day one comes, you already have clientele established instead of, you know, trying That's to great. Build clientele from the start.
What a great idea.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was a great idea. Man. It was one of the best decisions I ever made. It cost me a lot more money, but, you know, it was well worth it. You know, month one, we were positive. We made $315.
Month one.
Positive. Wow. $315.
And you pay yourself like a shit ton of money. So that's impressive.
Yeah, right. Shit, I wish, right? But, you know, there's an ultimate goal for it. You know, at a certain point in time when the money starts coming in, you have to decide. As a chef and as a business owner, you know, do you want the growth or do you want the money? I chose the growth, so I hired more people instead of paying myself for the demand to grow.
Hell yeah, man. Smart. The way of the ant.
Yeah, you know, because we want the main goal of it is to franchise it, and that's when we're in the process of now to start looking for the locations that we're going to choose to franchise.
That's huge,
man. So it was a great experience. You know, it taught me a lot. I hate food trucks. I will never work in a food truck.
Chef, let me ask you, because you were talking about, you said you put the food truck in front of the restaurant before you opened. Were you running that food truck, or were you just like overseeing the restaurant opening, or both?
So I was doing both. I actually built Masa Taco with my own hands, with a few other people that helped me out, including my brother. So early in the morning, we would wake up, start working on the restaurant, did all the construction for the restaurant. Around 4 o'clock, we would have to go pick up the food truck and get it ready by 6 o'clock. Work from 6 o'clock probably to about 12 o'clock. Take the food truck back, clean the food truck, and do the same thing. I did that for about 7 months or so straight.
You hated your life.
It sucked. But you know what? I funded my own restaurant with my own money, and that's the only way it was going to be possible to do it. Because at the time, I didn't have investors. So,
okay, man. That's what's up. Hard work, bro.
Yeah, and it does pay off, you know. That whole meaning of hard work does pay off. It just takes time, you know, and you got to be willing to put the time in. So, but that's other than that, I mean, it's great. You know, I have I'm a personal chef also to Yasiel Puy, which was formerly with the Dodgers. Now he was the Cincinnati Reds. Nice. But I'm still doing his events when he comes down, and you know I have a lot of A-list clientele that we do catering for.
That's awesome.
And then currently we're working on a few different plans that we got. We're opening up like a wellness juice bar / restaurant with different concepts. And at the
same
time,
could you just open like a mozzarella stick stand or something? Like, I feel like every time I talk to you, it's health food.
Well, you know what? That's where it's going. And people nowadays want to eat healthy. They want to see, you know, they like the whole open kitchen concept. They want to see how fresh their food is. And, you know, people are more, as time goes on, they're realizing that, you know, the main thing that we eat is what affects our bodies, how we get illnesses and how we get all this other stuff that we end up going to the hospital for. Don't get me wrong, a good steak here and there is good, you know, but you eat steak every single day, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, so it's interesting because we got one of our good brothers, Chef Dave, is here. And Dave is he's the executive chef at a place called Cell Rose, which is a brand new restaurant out here in Montauk, which is, you know, it's a destination area. It's definitely more of a seasonal area. You know, what are some tips you could give a guy like him from an opening standpoint, like how to, you know, the first 3 months sort of advice?
I mean, the first 3 months, you're going to be playing with your restaurant. You're going to be playing with the menu. You're going to be, you know, talk a lot to your clientele. One of the things I did on social media that actually worked really well for us was I literally, when I would want to put something on the menu, I would put it on social media and ask my followers, would you guys like this on the menu? And I would get feedback from it. And I would see those people actually come into the restaurant, the people that said yes to it, and I'll take majority votes for it. You know, and you're going to go through a lot of staff because you're going to realize certain staff is not going to want to do the menu. I heard you guys talking earlier. you know, about yelling at staff and stuff like that. That's the old days. That's where I grew up in totally. Those kitchens. You know, and it's not like that no more. You start yelling at somebody, they're gonna call somebody, and you're gonna get in trouble. You know, in the old days, you basically, you know, I grew up in, you know, French inspired kitchens, and you know, you have a plate thrown at you, or a sheet tray, or a pan, or
spatulas or was a thing for me. I guess spatulas thrown at me.
You know. So a bunch of stuff. You know,
and look, if you find one of them old classic French chefs, they can throw a spatula like a fucking hatchet, Jeffy.
Oh, yeah.
Overhanded. Yeah,
yeah. It's absolutely. Like the Mexican chancla. That shit goes around everybody.
That's too funny, man.
Yeah.
So Dave, there you go, man. It's not a bad idea to start posting things on the Instagram and seeing what your followers think.
Yeah, definitely. Well, the thing is, the first 3 months is pretty much our season. For at least this year. So
yeah, that's the toughest part, Dave. Check that out, David. So, like, they just opened in July, right? And out here, you basically have 12 weeks to make your money. So they open in July, and, you know, come Memorial Day, Labor Day, excuse me, I mean, that's pretty much it. They're done.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a lot of time.
Yeah, so, I mean, do you have seasonal employees then at that point? Because how would that work for you guys?
It's pretty much how it goes. It's seasonal, housing, and then end of season, you know, we shut down shop.
But this is the first year doing it. I mean, so they have one in New York City, too, in the Lower East Side, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Lower East Side, one Delancey.
Yeah. So they'll go, you know, some of the guys will go there and work there. But, I mean, it's you definitely have to hire new staff every season here.
Every summer.
Yeah. Montauk is like... the end of end of Long Island, David, and it's like it's like a surfer town, but it's only really good literally for the summer. And then like when the rest of the year when you go out there, there's like
six people who live there.
A handful. Just like fishermen. Like you can go to I go there out in the off season because I like to drink with the weird, salty people. Those motherfuckers, man, you hear some shit. Like, that's where the real stories come out. You know what I mean?
The weird, salty people, or just your family. It's kind of all the same.
My family aren't salty. They're dirt people. They're more garbage folk.
I think I want to see, like, I want to see the scale, Jeffy. Like, the dirt people, the garbage people. What else is in the scale?
It comes to me.
So, Dave, I have a question for you. As a chef, you know, you're constantly, I guess, every year you're going to be training people every single time.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, I mean,
how do you feel about that? I'm just curious. How do you feel about that? That's a good question.
I mean, it can be annoying, but at the same time,
you see the scars on his arm already, Chef, and where he slits his arm every night.
He's like, fuck this.
He's like, no, it's great. It's great. And he's fucking, he started cutting his upper thigh so he couldn't see it.
Yeah, I mean, I think each season it'll be easier because it'll just become a program and then it'll be improved throughout, but it's annoying. It's annoying as hell, honestly. So
yeah.
But it's one of the things with seasonal work. By the time you figure it out, the season's done.
Yeah.
I gotta imagine for you, Chef, though, like, you find good people, you can keep them employed, but you're still cycling through, you know, people nonstop, right?
Yeah, I think up to date. I mean, I have a solid staff now that they've most of them have been there since day one, but I think we've let go about 12 or 14, 15 people since we started. We're getting up on we're about a year and 8 months right now. You know, we're doing solid numbers with no alcohol sales. We don't sell any alcohol.
You have no alcohol. Wow.
No alcohol. And that's usually what holds up restaurants. And the reason, you know, behind that is, you know, I wanted to make sure that our food was good. When you have alcohol, you can have cheap food and you have a profitable restaurant. You know, as long as your alcohol drinks are good, you know, the food's not really going to matter. And, you know, in order to have a very strong franchise, we wanted to make sure that our food was solid so we can survive with just food sales. And, you know, my restaurant, it's fairly small. We sit on about 32 people. But, you know, it's my cost is about close to $45,000 to run it.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, you're pulling those numbers for a little, like, you know, taco shop, then, you know, you're doing really good. That's something
Fuck
that's powerful.
Cracking.
Yeah.
What's crank some tacos, man?
Yeah. What's the slow day of the week for you guys? Is it different out there? Like here, it would probably be Wednesday, you know, Tuesday. Monday, you still get some carryover from the weekend.
Well, Monday we close because it just makes it easier for our schedule. We give everybody that set day off, you know, and then every other week we have somebody that comes in and basically super deep cleans the restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what we do with that. And then as far as slow days, Wednesdays are pretty slow, but sometimes it's a hit and miss here. You know, sometimes you might have a Wednesday that looks like a Saturday, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because your schedule, you don't reflect on that, and then next thing you know, you have cooks calling you like, "Chef, I'm getting slammed."
And you're like, "Damn, I got to go in."
No, you're like, "Hold it down, hold it down." Hold the fort. I'm at home watching TV. Hold the fort.
Hold the line.
Holy shit.
No, sometimes I do go in, and sometimes I'm like, "Hold it down, all right."
Dude,
I'm on
one ticket
I'm on
at
family
a time. Take
time.
A deep breath.
I'm on
Come
family
on.
Time.
Well, it's
yeah,
interesting.
You know,
go ahead.
And it's something that, you know, now that I have my family, I have my wife and stuff, and my daughter, it's important. You know, before I didn't have none of that, so I would definitely, you know, they would call me, I'm there. You know, now it's like, no, I have to learn how to separate business and family time. And you guys know, because you guys,
yeah, man.
I know plenty, you have some, you know, you have your kids and stuff. And, you know, if you don't have family time, then it's, what are you working for?
It's tough, man.
No doubt about it. I mean, you're preaching to the choir here. And, you know, it's tough when you try to do as much as you possibly can, especially when you do a lot of seasonal work. You got to work your ass off and, you know, for 12 weeks. And then, you know, then you have more time off. But sometimes it gets to where you're doing, you know, you'll do a 70, 80 hour week, and your wife's like, "Enough, you have to come home." And I'm like, "Dude, this is the time we make our money, you know?"
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. I mean, and 70, 80 hours a week, that's like standard.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you do, you know? It's what you do in the business. But it's funny, man, because, like, listen, I know you, and we spent some significant time together, and it's interesting to me that you don't serve alcohol in the restaurants. I thought for sure you'd have some scotch and pineapple juice.
No, that's because I was getting you guys drunk, huh? No, we don't, you know, but we are actually opening up some new concepts that are coming out for under our corporation name, Made for Chefs, and you're definitely going to have some alcohol in there, but we're going to take a different route. You know, we're going to make different cocktails and, you know, beers. We're going to stick to, like, small breweries, you know, more to the artisan style.
I mean, yeah, you see it. I mean, people actually now, even in my hometown where I live, we now have two breweries open. Like, my entire state, there's 94 breweries now, Jeff, in the small state of Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane. But there's
New
also given massive
New
tax breaks.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge for craft brew.
It's insane. But, like, even in my small town, like, we have, there's two breweries, the third one's about to open, and we have a distillery, which is crazy that's happened. But here's why, because people want more of that now. You know, it's not very often you see people coming in and saying, you know, "I want a Bud Light." Like, you just don't. I don't think you see as much of that as we used to.
Yeah, maybe like at a dive bar or something. That's about it.
I think even there now, though. I mean, you see the different, just the different age range as that, you know, that age range of people that was into that is dissipating. You know.
Yeah, I still like a Pabst Blue Ribbon sometimes.
Yeah, but that's like hipster.
Like, no, ice cold.
Yeah, but it's still like a hipster beer.
Is it?
Yeah.
It became a
hipster beer, PBR. Yeah,
that's a beer pong beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but because it's delicious.
Well, I don't know if it's delicious, but...
No, I think it's just cheap.
Yeah, well, that too.
Yeah, it's cheap.
No, but... All right, let me phrase that. For the price point, it's delicious.
All right, fair enough. But, I mean, like, right now we're drinking Montauk Watermelon Session Ale, which is made right down the street, and... You know, it's made delicious. The cans are recycled, the watermelon and the grains come from a farm down the road. Like, but that's what we're drinking, and we have no problem paying $14 a six-pack for it because, it's good beer. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot of money in alcohol these days.
Yeah, I'm drinking some peach oolong iced tea.
Ooh. Easy, Chef, easy. I mean, come on now. Hey, let me ask you this, man. So, look, you're doing a lot of festivals, man. I think, you know, before we do, Jeff, we should get some plugs for this, man, because we haven't done any of his plugs yet, and... I'm just, here's a problem. I start talking to David, and I forget that we're actually trying to entertain people. I just start talking shop with the guy because he's so fucking smart when it comes to this stuff.
We got
He's pulling up your plugs right now. I didn't talk long enough or buy him enough time.
No, I just I didn't.
Oh, I heard you guys had a question about if I like comics.
Oh, are you a comic guy at all?
I used to read comics back in the day, but all the Marvel movies that come out, all the stuff that has to do with Spider-Man, and all that, I love all that stuff.
Dude, I'm such a dork about it.
Lord of the Rings, all the Lord of the Rings.
That's not comics, though, man.
Oh, but it's in that whole realm.
Fantasy.
I've never seen any of
the whole fantasy, but I like all the Marvel movies. I love.
Fuck yeah! Did you see the new Spider-Man?
I can't wait to fucking see Lion King.
I heard it's ill.
I've heard it. Lion King's fucking dope. I can't wait to go see it. I want to go.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my daughter.
I definitely don't, honestly.
What's that?
I don't want to see the Lion King.
Oh, all right.
I heard people cry at it.
Yeah, we cried everything. You can't have a Disney movie if it's not somebody's parents dying in the first 5 minutes.
I don't want to see that. I don't need to see that.
Listen, as a man, I don't cry at movies.
Unless a dog gets hurt.
That's fucking bullshit, because they shouldn't be. As long as they don't kill dogs, I'm good.
You want to see Plum cry, all you have to do is tell him a story about how a dog got hit by a car and suffered.
Korea eats dogs every day.
I get a man his plugs, Jeff.
They're farming dogs right now to eat.
Jeez.
All right. Well, you can find David at Made for Chefs on Instagram or at Masa Taco. And you can also check him at madeforchefs.com.
Madeforchefs.com. He's got a festival coming up too, right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Actually, he's going to be July 26th. He's going to be at the Altamed Food and Wine and the Beverly Hills Altamed Food and Wine and the Beverly Hills Food and Wine at August 17th.
Mm. Dude, Beverly Hills Food and Wine.
Then we have the Beverly Hills Food and Wine in August 17th. That one's going to be highlighted by one of our chefs, Jessica, and she's the highlight for that one.
That's awesome.
But she's part of the company, so I let all my friends / chefs kind of, to help me build the company. They represent it also.
That's awesome.
So, dude, have you done any Food Network stuff or any television stuff like that, national stuff?
No, I've gotten a lot of requests for it, but I haven't done it. I have this theory, Chef, so... I wanted to get recognized for the food that I made before going on TV. I wanted people to know what I was doing and not say, "Well, we saw you on TV, that's why your food came famous."
Right.
So I wanted to make sure that my brand was out there, and I built it organically before TV helped me create it.
Well, I think so. We talk about this a lot. Like, I think, for the TV things I've done are a byproduct of 25 years of experience in the business. And using those things to help you, further your business, I think, is the idea behind it. I mean, I kind of get what you're saying with it, though. You don't want to be the guy who's like, oh, the reason you're doing great is because of that.
Yeah, I want to do great. And then the opportunity comes up again at that point. Then I'll be like, well, yeah, I've already built my brand. I'm standing behind it now to push it to the next level, which is perfectly fine at that point.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome because you've done a lot of successful things, and to be able to go to these festivals and watching you do demos, you definitely have it, and it's something that should probably be in your future. That's for sure. I mean, watching you do that jackfruit demo was something incredible, man. I was telling some people about that. How you remember that Jeffy? How he put the oil all over everything.
Absolutely.
I was like, this is what really Jeffy sexy. Does every night before bed. Like, he puts this whole bathtub of canola oil.
I cocoa butter this body.
Yeah.
That's how I get it smooth.
That's what you should do. I mean, man, come on. I could tell.
I'm out here living.
Your complexion's amazing.
I got that Buddha body. I got that belly.
That's right. And I opened the door, and he was like, "Daddy's got a lather. Daddy's got a lather." And I was like, whoa, okay, fair enough.
That's what it is.
I think next year if we go to Mexico, we need a two-bedroom, though, because it was a little much. Sorry, David. It's his story.
It's all good. It's all good. And another thing I heard you guys say is about Comic-Con. So here's something interesting. I was one of the chefs that opened up the Hilton Bayfront San Diego, which is the biggest convention hotel for San Diego. It's actually literally right next to the convention center, and this goes back to when Comic-Con first moved to San Diego. when LA lost it, because, you know, Comic-Con has been growing largely every single year.
Mm-hmm. It's massive now.
It's massive. And I heard a number about 6,500 people. That number has to be off, because when I was there, it was said about 10,500 people at that point.
Dude, Joe just said they're expecting 150,000 people there by Saturday.
Yeah, it's crazy, because every hotel gets sold out. I remember, you know, we did a Comic-Con private parties because we were the new hotel, so we got those accounts. And, you know, they were spending major, major money on their food cost, you know, but elaborate events that we were hosting for them. And it was day after day for, like, breakfast, lunch, dinner, meetings, and, you know. So, yeah, it was awesome to be able to experience that. And
are we missing the ball, though, as chefs? Are we missing the ball with that? Like, is that something? I mean, those things are just getting bigger and bigger, and they're everywhere. New York Comic Con's massive. San Diego's massive. As chefs, should we be jumping on that somehow?
Yeah, it's they, because these companies that go out there, these media companies, and media has a lot of money, you know.
Yeah.
And they do so many, they drop a lot of money in these events that they do, and I don't think they put a hold on any cost, because the things that I've seen, you know, I'm seeing food budgets of $500,000, $1 million, totally. And you know, it's crazy what they're spending on money for, you know, a week.
Dude, we should get a booth at San Diego Comic-Con and just give out tacos.
I know there's, like, food trucks that go around there, and, you know, there's so many different things. Even all my paisas are out there selling corn. Shout out to all the paisas, you know, trying to make their money. And they be selling, you know. Yeah. They're selling. Everybody's getting a piece of
it. You guys got the mango ladies out there?
I don't know. I never seen a mango lady. I know they got, you know, they get creative. They use the little sternos, and they put a sheet tray, and they cook the hot dog with the bacon on it.
Oh, yo, that's fire. We don't got that. In New York, though, my favorite shit, we got these ladies. They pull up with, like, one of them folding shopping carts.
Oh, yeah.
Mangoes, a bag, a knife, and a thing of skewers, and they stab the mango, and then they peel it really fast, and then they cut it like a flower, and then they put that limon shit on it. And they put a bag on it.
Yeah, and they do it in the subway, too.
Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere you go, you can get a mango. It's like $1.
So when there's no mangoes, what do they get?
I don't. You don't see them out there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's only for mango season?
I don't know. That's the only time. In New York, it's always mango season, bro.
That's right. It's New York City.
There's no seasons in New York. Nothing grows there.
We don't believe in the rest of the world. We just say, why? Of course we have mangoes in all year round.
There'll be 4 feet of snow. There'll be a dude selling mangoes somewhere. I'm not bullshit. They'll be on the train selling mangoes.
That's fucking hysterical. Chef, talk about some of the festivals that you do besides the ones we mentioned. We talked about Mexico. And you work with Villa Estancia. You do a lot of stuff with those guys.
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff with them. Thank you to Penny. Penny's the one that got us involved with all that stuff. And you know, now we're doing Nayarit, we're doing Laredo, we're doing Cabo, we're doing, you know, all their properties. We're actually going back on August 5th to do Beyond Borders, which is at Villa Estancia in Nayarit.
What a beautiful spot.
I love that spot. We were there. It was great.
I don't think they're going to ask us back, though, Chef.
No, I want to go to Cabo. I want to go to Laredo, too. I want to party. What's that dude's name that was shaking my belly in the nightclub?
Oh. Oh, that was who won with us?
He was one of the
Francisco?
Chefs.
No.
Oh yeah, that was Francisco.
Yeah,
was
he was one of the chefs, and he came up like he was all quiet. We're hanging out, and all of a sudden he looks at me and he just grabs my belly, starts shaking it, dancing. Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, let's do this."
It's like the shit just kicked in or something,
dude. That Buddha belly's magic, man. Men and women, they love me.
That chef is awesome. You know, we became really good friends, and we talked a lot on WhatsApp, the app, and you know, we're constantly going back and forth, and you know, we clicked just like me and you guys clicked, you know, off the bat. So it's awesome to get to experience and travel, and you know, meet new chefs and teach them stuff and pick up stuff from them, and you know, that's what it's all about for me, you know.
Absolutely.
Learning new chefs and then teaching them, and just like you guys got to experience the whole jackfruit stuff.
Yeah, man. So that was awesome. I got a great story about jackfruit for you, too. But I want, just before we move on from those guys, and we've talked some about it on the show. We talked about it after the festival we were all at together. But one of the things that was my favorite thing that happened at that festival, you know, is you know, how much you and Jeff and I were in that kitchen with those guys. It was hysterical because so many of those guys now send me messages through Facebook Messenger, which I don't really even use that much. And the shit's in Spanish, but we just talk back and forth. It's fantastic. They're just sending me messages. Good. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's good because those guys, they look at you guys and they look at us, and it gives them inspiration and it gives them hope. You know, because like in Laredo, they don't have a lot of stuff. So it's hard for them, you know. So when they see us go over there and stuff like that, I like to take little things here and there. Like Spiceology donated some stuff, and, you know, we took it over there and we gave it to the chefs, and I take hats and stuff. So they
I gave away four aprons. I gave away three pairs of tongs.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I could bring in some Ergo Chef stuff, man.
I tipped our boy too, like 40 bucks or something.
Yeah, you definitely gave him some butt. But here's what I thought was really cool, David, was like that last night we were there before we started yelling at all the models at the on the swimsuit thing. That shit was hysterical. We totally became East Coast white trash at that point, which was fantastic.
Garbage people.
We did. Yeah, we were garbage people. Is that where we were?
Yeah, it's like if we did it with more of a Brooklyn accent, it was full garbage.
All right,
sanitation.
Cool. But what I thought was great, man, was a lot of these guys that were in the kitchen working with us that day when we finished that last event, bro, they were all coming out and give us a hug and like shaking hands, and like, it was just, the respect was amazing. I really thought that was awesome. I think that we earned their respect by being in there with them most of the day.
Yeah, you earned the respect by being in the weeds with them, and then they seeing you cook, and, you know, not being like, you know, like some chefs that go and just say, here's the recipe, go ahead and do it. You know, we were actually there guiding them and cooking with them and teaching them, and they appreciate that, and that's why they came out and gave you respect, because they respect that. They respect you as a chef, and not just as a person, but because you actually show them something. You show them a new technique they didn't know. And it's cool because I see sometimes on Instagram when I'm looking at a lot of these guys, I follow them, and I see the techniques that I show them, they're using it. And for me, it's gratifying to see that.
That's amazing. And I just think it's great to see. I mean, it was really, really, I don't know, it felt awesome just to have those guys come out. And you listen, there's nothing better in this world than earning the respect of your peers. I mean, I think it's one of the greatest feelings on the planet.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a pretty awesome experience all the way around.
No doubt about it.
I learned a bunch of stuff. I felt like we were back in the restaurant.
It did feel like
a couple days. It was like watching Plum lose his mind behind the line. It's awesome. No, closer, closer. He's just yelling at them over and over, and everyone's looking at him like, what the fuck does closer mean?
I was like, how do you say closer in Spanish? And the one guy looks at me and goes, more together. What?
Is that when he was plating the food? Yeah. Huh?
He's like,
yeah,
more
it
together.
Was when we were plating the food. And he was, I was like wiping plates, and he was back there like, then he looked at me and he's like, I can't do this anymore. You get back here. I'm going to kill somebody.
We're switching, Jeff. But Jeff goes, I looked. Would you say you looked up and you saw all these little dudes around me and my big ass in the middle?
You were like, he's a head and shoulder taller than everyone else on the line. And he's just standing there rubbing his giant purple hair going. Like, it's pretty awesome.
More together, they said. We're hanging out tonight, guys, with Chef David Fuerte. You can check him out on Instagram at Made for Chefs, and of course at Masa Taco. How many Masa Tacos are there now, bro?
So right now there's one. We're looking at to opening up three more, and then also the new restaurant / juice bars. We have two locations that one of them's already getting built. The other one just actually today. I just got the email confirmation that my blueprints are going to get submitted to health department now. So we got awesome, a few things that we're working on, so
dude, we'll we should bring one year out to the Hamptons and do a pop up for one summer and just see how much you would crush it out here.
Well, the problem is getting my product.
Getting jackfruit and shit like that out here, you mean?
Yeah, and you know, we're gonna start we took a trip to Oaxaca, and what's really interesting is a chef, like, that's definitely a trip that I recommend to any chef. to go out there and see the product. I got some connections to start bringing in some special chili that they use out there for mole.
Nice.
And then I went to the actual stores of like where the most famous mole came from, and I learned a lot about it. So I'm gonna start implementing some like Oaxacan style cooking into my flares that I'm doing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's awesome. They have great product, you know. So it's in California, it's easier to get product than where you guys are at.
That's surprising to me, man, because I would think being in New York City, like, you know.
That's not true, bro. We have best Mexican foods. I see the truck. It comes out here.
Well, you got the best Mexican food. We got the best Mexicans.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been to Home Depot on a Friday.
No.
That's racist, good.
Ever since they announced that ICE is going to be out, they don't go to Home Depot no more. They got a new spot now.
That's terrible. Hey, look, like, oh, for real, though, has that affected – I mean, look, so I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question. I sound like a jackass, Dave. But, yeah, I ran a restaurant for a long time, and we hired a dishwasher, right, Jose, of course. And, you know, but, like, so we hired Jose, but, you know, 3 days a week, Jose would show up. But the other 3 days a week, one of his brothers or something would come. But we never asked questions. We would just give the check to Jose. And, like, it was a different dishwasher a few times a week. Is anybody, I mean, does that shit happen out there with you?
Well, not really.
Well, not really.
And we hire Jose. Jose shows up.
Yeah.
Well. But it does happen, though. But it does happen because of, you know, a lot of restaurants, like mom-and-pop shops, don't run 100% legit. You know, let's be honest. Like, oh, they do that because they got to save money. You know, my restaurants, we do. We have shit. We pay for every single employee. But I've known restaurants that, yeah, they hire people that don't have papers and stuff. And,
well, back in the day, it was different, too.
They pay them under the table, and that's just how they run their business.
Yeah, but legit, like, Jose would work, like, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then Miguel was there on Saturday. And then Sunday, like, Jack would show up. And so I don't even know his name.
No, I know a guy. That he had a guy that worked.
At that point, though.
Go ahead.
At that point, like, who cares? As long as dishes get washed.
No, I didn't give a fuck. I didn't give a fuck. Like, we knew we had a dishwasher. They were showing up. And I'd always pay them a little extra, too.
I know a story of a dude. He worked a pretty famous kitchen in New York City. He works with me now, but he worked in the kitchen. And he had a guy that worked there that they were like, listen, man, you can't work, like, 90 hours a week. We just can't let you do it. Like, it's like, can't happen. And he was like, no, but I want to work. So he's like, tell you what, I'll give you another social security number and I'll work as John for 45 hours, and I'll work as Bill as the other 45. And you just pay John and me, don't worry.
Well, hey, look, Dave was looking into getting some social security numbers for some of his guys out here.
Allegedly, like six of them. But
well, it's funny though. So I guess the whole point I'm asking, Chef, is that because with you looking to expand and all that stuff, I mean, you guys can't really do a lot of the under the table stuff, right?
No, we don't. We run. I actually run 100% legit, and you know, I'm glad I can say that. I pay so much money in employee labor, and you know, and taxes, and you know, dude, we have a company called Paychex. They run all our payroll.
Dude, that's like some of the biggest overhead, I feel like, in restaurants right now is
the
employee insurance and all these things that have
to. Well, that's the thing. It depends on the restaurant, too, though. If a restaurant is, you know, that turn and burn type of restaurant, you know, their labor's low because a lot of that food is frozen or opening cans. My restaurant has really high labor, and I'm in the 30s to 32 to 35 sometimes percent. On labor costs because we're 100% scratch.
Yeah, so you keep your food costs lower, but you have to keep your labor costs a little higher because you're using skill as opposed to buying shit that's pre-made.
Well, my food cost is not that low. It's still high because sometimes we can't buy in bulk because we're a small restaurant still, and you know, sometimes we have to buy a smaller amount, which is good and bad. It keeps it fresher, but it's also like, more
what's
time
up with your girl Penny, man? She's got to be pulling them Cisco strings for you, Daddy. What's happening?
I don't know. Let's skip that subject.
Hey, let me ask you a question. If you don't, can you share like food cost percentage? What is it? You say it's high. What would be considered high for you?
It depends. So
like 30s? I mean, are we talking 40s?
No, definitely not 40s. I would be shut down by now.
yeah, it's tough.
You know, but
I mean,
would
you? I mean, if you're in a great steakhouse, you're probably running 42%, but your check averages are higher.
Yes, correct. So that's the difference. I mean, you could run 42% if they're paying $180 for a couple.
Right.
You know, but when your check average, my check average is, I think, about 22 to 35 check average.
Dude, well,
actually, I don't know about
tacos,
this. I just launched a new menu, so it might be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, as far as like, I think food costs is high when it goes over 30s.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I want to stay, you know, some months I'm at 23, some months I'm at 25, some months, and it depends. Like avocados right now over here are fucking like $100 a case.
Yeah. Damn. No, they're crazy right now.
So
what about romaine? You can't get it anywhere.
Yeah. I found an ad and they had them for $1. So I went to go pick up 60. You know, but as a chef, like, you have to do that as a chef and as a business owner, because that comes out of your pocket.
Absolutely, man. Your bottom line is what you make, right?
I mean, yeah. Like, so, and before I make $1 in my pocket, I got to pay the $45,000 that has to come out first.
Absolutely,
right. Well, we were talking before about watching you be a ninja with some jackfruit, and I spoke to you a couple weeks ago, man. I think our boy might be pulling up here, Jeffy. He might want to get the door.
Go check.
Watch your step. Frank Bilotti is Chef Frank Bilotti. Looks like he might be pulling up right now. He's from Hell's Kitchen.
He's working out here.
He's working out here tonight. Anyway, but we watched as you... oh, nice. So he watching you be a ninja when it came to some jackfruit, which is great. And I reached out to you and told you, hey, I got this event going on at the Burlington Wine and Food Festival. I was working with Casamigos, you know, the George Clooney tears in a bottle.
Yeah.
This shit's awesome. But I gave it a whole thing where I wanted to basically give away a bunch of tacos, but it's because of the area it was in, I wanted to do some jackfruit stuff. Well, I ended up finding out how expensive jackfruit is, which I can only imagine because you do so much with it. But I reached out to a great company. They sent me some product, and we had a fantastic event doing it, did a great jackfruit taco. But thank you for that, because at the middle of the festival doing the demo in front of about 1,000 people, I was shouting you out. I was like, oh, this is my boy, Chef David Fuerte. You got to check him out if you're ever on the West Coast. And I was like, he was teaching me all about jackfruit, and people loved it, man. So it was awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad I was able to show you that. That's awesome.
Dude, it was great. And they dug it, and people really were into it. So we were all super excited. Yo, close that door so the bugs don't come in.
So how did you flavor it?
So a little cumin, chilies. You know, we kept it really, really simple because we had a lot of people, so we didn't want to do too overwhelming. But we also did a great chimol with it, with some cabbage, and it was really, really delicious. You know, a lot of citrus. The best part about it was, Chef, is that I had my three daughters were slamming tacos out on the line, and they might have been the fastest line cooks I've ever worked with, watching my daughters do it.
They want to work by a taco?
but it was pretty dope, man. It was pretty dope. And so I thank you for the introduction to the jackfruit taco.
Oh, you're calling about Vermont?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was dope. Dave, can you talk your Montaco dish with a taco expert here?
I think so, yeah.
But yeah. Mic closer. So... Dave has an event coming up out here called Montaco. It's a pretty big event where he's going to make a taco, and it's a bunch of people. But the taco he wants to make, I thought it might be great to run it by a taco expert since we have one here.
All right, run it. What you got?
It's turmeric cauliflower.
Wait, time out. You just asked me today about doing TV. Like, I can't bring you to TV when you have dead air. You got to be like, boom, boom.
Word. All right, cool.
All right. Boom.
I'm doing a roasted cauliflower, but I'm doing it in a turmeric to bring it out yellow. Green curry, grilled pineapple, Fresno chili, ground peanuts, and nori.
Okay, ground peanuts, nori. All right. So what kind of tortilla?
Corn.
Okay. Just plain corn?
Yeah.
Chef, you got to step it up. What's up? We're new DNA right here. You got to... Get that curry inside the tortilla.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
See?
I would say
that's a new game. Green curry tortilla.
Get your tortilla. Make the tortilla. You know, you guys have access to Maseca. You can use Maseca. Jump on the Spiceology website. Order some xanthium gum. Make yourself a puree. Use that puree for your Maseca. You're going to be able to bang out some tortillas with that. And then you can infuse or you can infuse whatever you want. You can make the curry tortilla or a turmeric tortilla, and then just use the curry for the cauliflower, and then toast the nori, of course, or turn the nori into a salt, you know, or something like that. I think that would work out for you.
Nice. Yeah, I like that.
That's not bad right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Making your own taco shell is a G move. I think that's important.
Yeah. Or you can make a salsa matcha. Get like some if you can get a hold of some morita, chile morita has like a smoky flavor. You know, grind up your peanuts, throw those in there, toast the nori, throw those in there, and then you can have a salsa matcha on top of your taco.
Yo.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like that's some G shit right there, homie. Look, here's what happens. Listen, I'm gonna have him reach out to you, all right, Dave?
Alright.
I'm gonna have him so you can help him find that shit. He's looking at me like right now with a big ass grin on his face, like, yeah, I'm gonna make that shit for sure.
His one good eye is glistening.
Yeah. Look, let's give Chef David his plugs one more time, man, before we get him on down the road.
Check our buddy David Fuente at Masa Taco and at Made for Chefs on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and you can also check him at madeforchefs.com. And if you're going to be out in California, you definitely want to go check him at the Beverly Hills Food and Wine Festival.
Beverly Hills.
August 17th. Or who is it? Jessica? Chef Jessica?
Chef Jessica.
Yeah,
right?
she's the highlight of the event. She's also part of my team.
Big highlight of the event. And then the Ultimed Food and Wine Fest this July 26th.
There it is right there, man. Looking forward to all of those things. Bro, you've always got so many great things happening. You're doing such amazing things, dude. I love watching you. Your phone's giving the feedback there, Jeffy. All that clicking we just figured out is because our phones are near the computer. It's 2019. We have great equipment. Our friend Chef Frank Pilotti just walked in. He's looking at the ghetto setup I have here at the table. But David, look, man, I love talking to you, brother. Wish you all success in the world. Can't wait to hang out with you and cook with you again, dude. You're killing it out there. One piece of advice to young chefs. One good piece of advice. What would you tell them?
Keep it moving.
That's it? Keep it moving?
So we have this thing in every single restaurant with one of my mentor chefs, Chef Mikey Hatfield. Every time we were doing an event and we were tired, his motto was always keep it moving. If we didn't like the location and we weren't learning, we keep it moving.
I like that.
Always
like that.
Moving forward. That was the motto, and that's what I live by day after day. Is always move forward, never give up, never look back. Always move forward, keep it moving.
And take your white friends to the dance club in Puerto Vallarta and give them scotch and pineapple juice.
Yep, and get them fucked up.
That's awful. All right, bro.
Plumps up in a breezeway.
There it is. You guys, make sure you check out Chef David. He's the man. Bro, we appreciate your time tonight, man, and we'll catch you on down the road.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Yo, good talking to you, brother.
All right, sounds good. Thank
you.
Yo,
we'll holler at you, man. Take care.
Bye.
All right, there he goes, gentlemen. Chef David Fuerte. What a good brother, right?
Awesome guy. Love that
fucking
guy.
Fucking Jeff in the microphone. I love that you're seeing this right now. Frank Bilotti is joining us. Jeff likes to talk like this into the microphone. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I think microphones should be a little more intuitive.
Yours is held right in front of your face. You don't even have to move.
I mean, you have a stand. Like, it's right there. You can move the stand. Look, you see? Look at the arm moves. You can move it.
Yeah. Dave's talking all this shit while he has this in his hand that goes back and forth.
I know. I wish I had a stand.
I would forget to have it in my hand.
Frank, you want to sit over there and you guys could kind of share a microphone? I'm not going to hook another microphone up. I guess I could.
I can jump off.
No, don't hook another microphone up.
All right. Well,
don't
we
you
won't,
dare.
We won't do
you
that.
You could possibly ruin everything.
I could ruin everything.
It's a fragile balance.
It is. Frank, what up, buddy? How you doing, man? You just got here to the crib. This is where I'm kicking it. I haven't shown you around yet, but...
it's absolutely beautiful,
I got
man.
A disco pool, homie.
Yeah, I see that.
I don't know if you saw that. Where are you going, Dave? All right, go ahead. You working tonight out here?
Yes, I was. Yeah, that's why he's getting up. He said, fuck it,
I'm done. He's out. He's out. You working out here tonight?
Yeah, I was out here tonight. And
I couldn't read your text. You texted me earlier in the week, and you were like, yeah, I'm going to be on the city, and then I'm out there.
I was probably drunk.
And you were like, I'm going to be there. I got some tigers. And I was like, what the fuck? You got tigers? I was like, that's dope. Bring the tigers. So I don't know what the fuck he's even talking about.
Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, but you told me to link up with you, and I'm here now.
I was just kidding. I didn't think you actually
showed up. I was actually even invited. You shared your location with me.
I did? But
on accident. Yeah, so I just found you.
How do you know it was on accident?
I don't know.
Very strong hands.
Very strong hands.
Did I really share locations?
No, I did that.
I just showed up.
I've been sharing locations with Jeffy since our Mohegan Sun event. He didn't even realize.
I didn't realize that. He was just like, today I was driving here, and he's like, You're by the barbecue.
You're in
place.
the cemetery to the left.
That's crazy.
Well, Dave is talking on a mic now too. He goes, "Oh, we share."
Well, we share locations with Dave because Dave goes off with, you know,
Dave
allegedly can sometimes disappear with women that we're not back exactly sure of. So.
Questionable
ladies that could hobble him and keep him tied to a
bed. Right.
And we're, you know, so we just want to make sure we know where he is.
That's it.
So
these are good friends.
Yeah,
good friends.
Well, so Frank, you couldn't hear, obviously, I should have put a speaker so you could hear people talking, but we're talking to David Fuerte. He's awesome, made for chefs on Instagram. He's got a Masa Taco. We met him in Mexico. Phenomenal chef. He's doing a big push. His restaurant's about to get franchised. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all across.
Well, that's huge.
Yeah, he's doing amazing things, man. So shout out to him for that. But you have a gig out here full time now, is that right?
Yep, until till Labor Day.
Where?
Right.
Can you
say
no?
Private client.
Yeah, it's a private client.
Nice. I saw you on Instagram putting some pictures up, and I was like, oh, it must be new.
It's like the Neverland Ranch over there, I'm telling you.
Wait, is there a monkey?
Say again?
Is there a monkey?
There is.
It's like Neverland. So is there a lot of little kids and shit?
That's where you were going to go right away. Like, I was going to insinuate, and he's going right.
Well, I just want to know.
Oh, I'm sure.
I know. What's going on over there?
There's a lot going on.
Good people, though?
Absolutely awesome people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I couldn't have asked for a better.
Are you crashing out here? Like, Southampton? Bridgehampton?
Bridgehampton.
Yeah. Are you crashing? Are they give you a spot or no?
Yeah. So I'm staying in there. I can't go wrong. Jeff actually is pretty much responsible for everything.
Jeffy's the mayor out here.
I'm not a mayor, but, you know, people owe me favors, and I don't call on these favors all the time, but when I do. You don't think so.
You gotta look out for Frank. He's a good dude. He's a good brother.
Hey, he's a friend of mine. You know what I'm saying?
He's a good brother.
He's gonna call upon me one day. They may never come.
Exactly.
It's gonna happen. Hey, Hell's Kitchen alumni.
Yep.
I can finally. I didn't get a chance to tell you. I turned down this past season of Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. We were talked about. I turned it down. I said no. It just didn't work out with timing and shit. It wasn't gonna be good. However, a good friend of ours, Jason Santos.
Yes.
Was the sous chef.
That's what I hear. I mean, I see on his Instagram.
But Jay, it's funny because he's the nicest fucking dude in the world. Like, I love that dude. He's awesome. Like, we're good. He's a buddy. Like, I just can't imagine him being a douchebag to people.
Well, he's going to be the sous.
You even said it. You're like, yo, they yell at you a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you
know, absolutely.
They yell at you a lot.
But they yell at me a lot. Everybody yells at me a lot.
Jesus Christ. You don't get mad about it. You flame
it a lot. No.
I'm like, relax. Like, the half of my house is on fire. And don't worry about it.
The other half is still good.
What did you get insurance for?
You got half a house still, Jeffy. It's good.
Yeah, it's half full.
People don't have any.
Hey, Jeffy's house almost burnt down today.
No, did it?
Yeah, you know, my wife is amazing. Shout out to my wife, Amber. She's awesome. She, I came home and she said she had smelled something. When we first moved in, there was like a what's the name of the eye in Lord of the Rings? You know what's
never
the name?
Seen
of
it
yeah, hold up, I got it. Hold on,
not Voldemort.
No, that's wrong.
That's a Harry Potter. There's an eye.
Frank, come on.
On the top of the tower.
I've never seen any. I've never seen Harry Potter. Or
anyway, the back of my stove.
Lord of the Rings.
I had like an LG stove, and when we turned on the first, when I first turned on.
You have an
LG?
LG stove?
LG.
Oh, LG.
LG stove.
No, yeah, it's algae. It's made of algae, the whole stove. It's amazing. No. So in the back of the LG stove, there's this ring of fire, and it's like bright. And my wife goes, that doesn't look right.
And I go, it's good. It probably means that it's hotter.
It's an LG.
It's going to cook nicer. You know, it's good. It's going to be okay.
And it Eye of Sauron.
Eye of Sauron. So the Eye of the Eye of Sauron was in the back of my oven.
Works wonders.
So we've been there since August something, you know, whatever. May, we'll say May. We moved in May. It was blue, brand new blue inside the oven in May. Okay. When my wife came home today and there was a gas guy in my driveway, and my wife was like, when I came in, the house smelled so bad, I almost, like, I immediately got like a headache and felt sick. I called the gas company and they came. And the guy said, oh, yeah, whoever hooked up the stove hooked it up wrong. And whatever that flame was going on in the back is not good.
It's not good.
It's not the Eye of Sauron, nor does it help heat the oven. It was melting the wires and gas line in the back of the oven, which could have burned my house down any day now.
Oh,
according
wow.
to the gas fella, who promptly turned it off and fixed. He's fixing everything, which is, God bless them. I don't know,
I'm glad you didn't burn down, but I'm also glad it wasn't the Eye of Sauron, because that
would
be
a problem.
Well,
the good news is my basement flooded, so
you're like a whole like
everything would have been fine.
Everything would have been
fine. That was wet in
on
the
fire,
basement,
but like, it would have. That's nice.
You know
the yin and the yang.
So, I mean, you know.
Yeah. You would have lost some shit.
Glory
though.
To God. God is good. Basement, you know.
Don't start your preaching shit on here, all right?
What? Come on, man. You can say that anytime.
Shout out to your wife for not calling you to panic you. She handled
she
her.
Actually she might have called me, but I was in a meeting, and I saw that she had called, but I didn't. I was doing some other stuff, and I was hanging out with my friend and his kids, and my daughter's with us. So I was like,
"Oh, so you did one of these?"
No, well, I saw it, and I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna call her back in a minute." But then the meeting ended up going a lot longer than I thought. And then I was like, "Well, I'm on my way home anyway." So I called, she didn't answer, and I was like, "I'll be fine." So like when I walked in, I was like, oh, "What's going on here?"
Yeah,
and it was pretty crazy.
That's awesome. Well, look, we gotta go ahead and put it out there tonight. We're gonna make the announcement tonight for our first giveaway on the program. That we've been talking about. The face Jeff keeps. The one you got all the details in front of you, Jeffy.
Yeah. yeah. And the winner was Frank Bilotti.
Nobody won yet. We haven't announced
it. Well, he's the former winner, so he's going to announce actually the contest.
Well, Frank, here's what happened. So we were going to do a giveaway and then decided to do a Christmas in the summer thing we talked about on the show. And then people were saying, oh, when's the giveaway? When's the giveaway coming? And then we said, we'll do Christmas in summer. So we got giveaways now from. Shoes for Cruise, which is gonna be dope. They're gonna you'll be able to like when you win, you can go on their website, pick whatever you want, and they're gonna send it to you for free when you win.
Oh, that's awesome!
So it's pretty dope.
It's huge.
Our good friends at Ergo Chef Knives are gonna give away a fucking great product from those guys.
Two great companies,
amazing companies.
Hopefully, it's a new knuckle sandwich because
those knives are sick. Have you seen the new? The new fucking,
no.
Oh, bro, it's got like a sheath to it. It's dope. It's
really,
it's carbon fiber. Yeah, it's awesome. I'll show you to you.
Very tactical.
Our friends over at Spiceology, Tony Reed's going to be a guest here very soon on the program again.
Yeah,
we love Tony. We're going to do a giveaway from those guys, and of course, Sizzle Platters, our main sponsor here at the program.
Awesome, awesome.
Do a mystery box giveaway, which we're really excited about.
Wow, that's so
we
cool.
We don't even know what's in it. We don't know what's in the... Jeff, have you seen what's in the box?
I have no idea what's in the box.
Jeff definitely peaked. You peaked.
No, we don't have the box. It doesn't come to us. It comes from them.
It goes right from them, right? Oh,
well, he didn't peak.
Whoever wins, we tell them, give them their information.
I thought he meant, like, your personality. Like, you're like, no, Jeff, you peaked.
Oh, no.
It's all downhill.
It's all downhill from here, Jeff.
He was like, you peaked. Yep. It's like, I watched it, you peaked.
And the way you just looked at me, too, you're like...
I did.
So yeah, but we're gonna start on this week. We're gonna have a giveaway each week till the end of the summer. So that's the plan.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the plan. We'll give away some free shit. Christmas in the summertime from Plum Love Foods. That should be fun, right?
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas.
That's right. That's right.
To you.
Oh, I love watching the big. I love watching Daddy sing.
Yeah.
You know, I know something. You look so much better in person singing.
It's true.
Have you watched him not in person singing?
I've heard him not in person singing.
I just don't know what you guys do when no one's around. Like FaceTime. Watch me sing some very special Christmas to you.
Well, how do you think I got here?
And I do it with my... I sing, but I talk with my butt cheeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us tonight on the program.
Oh, hold on, hold on.
Oh, you got something you want to add to... Oh, wait, I forgot. We need some forks. They're over there.
We need some forks. We're going to taste some vegan cheesecake.
Hold on. Yeah, we're doing what's vegan going cheesecake. On? If you look, so Jeff's going to grab the forks over there. He's got some vegan cheesecake here, which I'm a little concerned about, Frank.
How's Dave, a cheesecake if it's vegan?
Would it be vegan tofu cake? He calls it nut cheese. Oh, right.
I'm not. What cheese?
He called it nut cheese.
So is it like what they make?
Nut cheese is made from nuts.
He said it's made from nuts, but that still constitutes nut cheese. You guys are such dicks. But so we're going to taste this live on the air. So we're going to all maybe pass it around and get a taste, right?
Yeah,
and
but there's three flavors?
Here, pass the fork down. All right, we got information here.
Damn, my boy Scotty, he's from Southampton. He's making
your mouth,
Jeffy.
No one can hear you.
My boy Scotty from Southampton, Scotty Holdsworth from Southampton, making vegan, gluten-free, raw, organic.
So this is raw? This is raw, too?
It's my boy.
Did he tell you to say this? Because what if this is bullshit? And I mean, Frank's here. Frank's not going to bite his tongue.
Listen,
you're not in the microphone.
If it's not good, I want you to be honest.
Okay.
But I think this shit's fire. I'm telling you. I think you guys are going to be surprised.
Look, I want to try it because
Shout out to Chef Dan Monroe. He's sad he's not joining us right now. He would love to be tasting this.
Dan, I would love to let you taste it. Dan, if you were here, I would feed you.
Jesus Christ. Yes, make it weird. Why does it got to make it weird?
No, because we're friends. Right, friends can feed each other cheesecake.
Finish your cheesecake spiel.
Okay. Yeah, I'm dripping right now.
Jesus Christ.
Ever wet.
Out of his mouth. It's not like a little bit of... It's got a little pre coming out of his mouth. It's gross.
Hold on, where did that here? All right, here we go. There is a vanilla bean...
I'm guessing that's...
And
the
beet. Vanilla bean and beet.
I'm turning the mic towards you, and you keep turning further away from it. You're like,
well, because I'm not sure what's going on. a blackberry. I don't know how to say this word.
Acai. And by the way, it's 2019. We just call them berries.
So blackberry and Brazilian berry.
Dan Marosa's feel me, daddy.
Yeah, he does. He knows.
Yeah.
And the last one is going to be a strawberry banana. All made by my boy Scotty Holdsworth from Southampton. All
right, so
he's starting this company.
How do you want
to
do
wants
this?
Us to taste these because this is. You know,
I mean, I want to taste
it. He's actually doing this. He's going to start selling these all over the place. This is his passion, I believe.
Unless it sucks and I just run him down here.
And then you're going to run him down like a G.
How long was this sitting in your car for?
Good question. Fucking great question. Don't say shit. No one says anything until we taste them one at a time. What's this first one here? What is this one? That looks
like
what you call.
I think that's a strawberry.
It's
the
acai and
I think that's the acai blackberry.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna take a little
but
bite
what
of this.
The one with the blackberry on top of it.
What's this one?
Oh, maybe that's a strawberry banana.
Yeah, that looks like.
All
a
right, strawberry. I'm passing this on to Dave. Dave, take a pass the mic to Frank. If he wants
very,
to talk. I'm gonna take a bite out of this and see. Jeffy, you gotta talk. While
yeah,
I
I'm gonna
quiet.
Keep talking. Everyone's taking their bites. I took my bite.
Texture's
good.
Not yet. No, don't give me. You can't leave.
Yeah, no,
here.
I'm not leading this. I'm just saying.
Hmm.
You know, everyone seems to be enjoying it. I got some smiles going around. Dave went in for number two, so you know
he did.
That's Dave.
All right, Jeff, you can go
Dave.
First. We'll go in order here. Jeff, you can go first.
I'm a little jealous. Dave got two bites. How am I going to dive?
Yeah,
I want another bite.
Yelling at you now.
I'm not yelling. I just want.
All right, so if you're not going to give your opinions first, maybe I'll give my opinion
first.
You give
your opinion first. I'm going to taste this one.
Pleasantly surprised. I don't know what you gentlemen think. I was pleasantly surprised.
Absolutely.
It does have a bit of a cheesecake flavor to it. I think it could be a touch sweeter.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? That coconut does go very well with it.
Absolutely.
If it's supposed to be strawberry or banana, I get strawberry. I don't get a lot of banana out of
that. I don't get any banana.
Dave says no banana as well. Frank, do you get a banana at all?
I don't get any banana.
Okay. But I wouldn't be mad at that.
Not at all.
If you're going to put a sauce over it or something, I think it'd be nice.
Maybe it was a... Maybe... I mean, because I don't know exactly... A lot of these are made with coconut oil, with nuts, and with... You know, maybe he used banana in this as part of the cream part. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
You did?
That's delicious.
But I think it's something like you know like how they have the little miniatures?
Right, right, right.
That's what I see that as. It's like a one-bite papa.
Question coming in. Any idea what the sugar is on it? What they're sweetening that with? Jeff, you got to talk in the microphone.
I think
Jeff had the microphone over his head.
I'm not honestly sure. I had the microphone behind my face.
That's so fucking funny.
I'm gonna go live on Instagram with this so you guys
the
get an idea.
The best part is fucking this massive stupid podcast that we do that thousands and thousands of people listen to, and my partner
I'm just glad that Jeff, someone else saw that besides just me, because I'm not the asshole.
I'm just going to say this.
Please.
You don't keep me around because of my technical skill. You keep me around because of the comic relief I provide.
Yeah, we need to try more of this. So the first one...
I'm actually doing it. CB1 Jesus, that has more coordination
you guys are
than
so
you.
So mean.
All right, someone else start.
Right, look, talk about this. Do we know the sweetener in this bullshit or no?
I don't. Let me text. Let's see if he's awake. Right.
This next one I'm looking at here, it's very white. It almost looks layered. It has a coconut on top of it. I'm gonna cut the bite off here and pass it down. Oh shit! Here we go. Coming at you. This is. Do you remember what this flavor is, Jeffy, or no?
I'm going to say that's the vanilla bean.
Okay.
Beet.
Wow. You get to talk, too. I'm chewing. That's what the partner would do.
I don't know. I think that's the vanilla bean beet.
Vanilla bean beet?
Mm-hmm.
It's the middle one, Chef. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure. I
mean, beets are sweet.
Beets are sweet.
It's tangy. It's got like...
Yeah, I just want Jeff to taste it before we all start commenting on it, because then I don't want to lead the witness here. Judge Judy would be very, very upset at us for doing that. The first one's not bad. I kind of dug the first one. I had high hopes for the second one, so it's interesting to find out what everyone's vibe's going to be on this, as Jeff puts the bite in his mouth right now. You know, vanilla's strong in that. You get some vanilla off of it. Again, I think it'd be a touch sweeter. I like the first one better. Yeah. You gotta give him the mic when he's talking. Sorry.
So, my bad.
No, you're good. You're good. It's something no, lingers.
There's something like a it's not unpleasant. Just
no.
I can't identify it, and I'm pretty good with that.
Is it like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's almost like it's a buttermilk cake, but you know it's not because it's vegan.
Oh,
so
it's got
like,
a little extra tang to it.
Yeah, a little extra tang.
Yeah. What if that tang comes from if they're using like some kind of yogurt?
Well, no, it's vegan.
Yogurt? You know what? No, no. Oh, you can't. But now that you said yogurt, now that's what I'm tasting.
That's where my head's at too. But yeah. It can't be.
Yeah, like it's that link. There's a linger. I don't know what that is.
Can you make almond buttermilk?
Well, no, but you can ferment. You can for sure ferment almonds and make almond cheese and like things like that.
Yeah. Coming in too. Could it be a monk fruit sugar?
It could be a monk fruit sugar. I'm not sure. I know.
Now you're mixing them together. Now you're just eating to be eaten. Like, we're supposed to be tasting this stuff.
I just ate. Yeah.
I mean,
that was some of the crumbs, okay?
I mean, can we finish the taste test first?
All right. You guys are saying, like, I like the sweetness on it, though. It's not, like, overly
sweet. I like it.
I do like I don't think it needs to be any sweeter, personally.
Yeah, because, like, some cheesecakes you get, and they're just too sweet.
I wish that we had Scotty on, because... He could tell us what's actually in here. I got these from my, like, secondhand from another good friend of mine who... Scotty's always telling me about his cheesecakes, and I've been like, oh, man, I've been really wanting to try his cheesecakes. Right. And my boy Tommy... shout out to Big Tom. He's listening tonight.
Shout him out.
He came out here. He hooked me up. He was like, dude, you got to try these cheesecakes. And I was like, well, I'm on my way to do the podcast. And he's like, well, take them to the podcast. You're going to be with chefs. Let them taste them. And I was like... Absolutely, it's a great idea. We'll all taste them, and we give some positive feedback to Scotty, at least, you know, constructive criticism at best, and we'll go from there.
I mean, the texture is on the money. Yeah. The texture's on the money.
He's not a chef. He does, like, flooring and stuff. This is his passion.
He does flooring.
No, listen to me. Scotty, listen. No, he's a cool dude. He's, like, he does a lot of cool things, but he's, like, you know, he does, like, construction and, like, carpentry and flooring and stuff like that by trade, and this is, like, his passion. He just, like...
I noticed.
I think his mom.
I can taste
sick,
a little pine.
Was sick, and he just started making these kind of like low sugar, healthier desserts.
So this one I'm about to take a bite of, I think, is the Asahi and
thin set.
No, that's the.
Sorry.
That was a home run, Jeffy. That was a home run. I missed it. Your microphone.
I missed it. What did you say? What did you say?
All right, hold up. Take Asahi and thin set. So.
Oh, and thin set.
All right, let me go.
Jeff, we got to talk.
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I think that's the blackberry Asahi.
Yeah, blackberry Asahi.
Asahi.
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to tell you, when I taste these, the texture is definitely there. Like you definitely taste some cheese. It definitely has a cheesecake texture.
you know, it's
definitely surprising.
Yeah, 100% surprising on it. I would like a little more sweetness, but maybe that's a personal opinion. I definitely taste.
I disagree with the sweetness. I think the first one definitely needed a little bit more sweetness, but after the other two, I think it leveled out.
You think
out.
It's good?
Yeah.
Again, I think it's I think it's more. That's more of a preference than you know. I mean, I like sugar in my coffee. You know, that's just
I drink black.
See, that's you know, I think it's just a preference thing.
Yep.
Yeah. For me, it's sweet enough. I think I agree. The middle one. I don't know if that was. I don't know if that was beets and vanilla, because I don't see any beet.
Well, you tell him I want to buy one from him, because I have some people who I think would really enjoy
this. It's made from cashews.
Likewise, yeah.
Yeah, I think some people...
It's made from cashews and coconut.
Right.
That's the base.
I mean, the cashew is delicious.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's pretty innocuous on it, too, and I think so we can kind of pick up all the other flavors.
That one has a lingering taste, too, and I can't figure out... But it's a different lingering taste. Oh, this one, yeah.
Bro, I think it's the cashew.
Yeah.
You said blackberry?
Yeah, I think it's blackberry and like, cashew.
Because I'm definitely getting it. You said cashew. I'm getting cashew in it now.
Yeah. And I definitely there might be a little acai in there, too. I definitely get that. Like,
not to say that it tastes chalky, but you got that.
No. Right. Yeah. Like a cheesecake could almost be, you could describe as chalky.
Yes.
Like
well, also cream cheese itself also has a lingering taste.
Yeah, it coats the mouth in a situation.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm going to say overall, I think they did a good job, actually.
It's very impressive.
It's nice. That's nice. What's his company again? Where can we find him?
Oh, he's just started this. This is like, these are prototypes. He's like getting ready to launch this company.
Nice.
He's been doing this for just friends and family and selling them to like a couple people because he's below the radar, but he's about to start this.
I mean, Frank, what's better than you get a cheesecake from the guy and he'll fucking fix the floor for
Absolutely.
You? Tile the floor.
Absolutely.
He's amazing.
This is one-stop shopping for everybody.
Very meticulous, very cool guy, Scotty Holdsworth. Well, but he's going to be hopefully selling them in places like Provisions and any of the local health food stores around here.
Nice.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe we can help him get them in some of the and some great stores. Great
cheesecake stuff, and mud jobs.
Hey, look, there you go right there. You can get a good vegan cheesecake, everybody. It's not bad stuff. You'll see him out in the stores. We're gonna, once it gets moving, we'll have more information on it. We can try to get... If anybody wants to try some, I'm sure if you send me a message, we can try to make that happen for you. Right, Jeffy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I do.
We'll do the best we can.
We're going to have to do a grand tasting with him. Maybe we'll bring him on.
Another giveaway coming up at the end of August. We're giving away a vegan cheesecake.
Vegan cheesecake by Scott Holdsworth from Southampton. It'll be given away on Plum Loaf Foods. Stay tuned.
It'll be amazing. Right. And by the way, we ship everything in media boxes. So it's $7 flat rate shipping, flat rate boxes. So if you don't live close,
take 14 days to get there.
Yeah. hopefully you live close. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. We want a big shout-out to our good friend Joe Deckelmeyer, that hashtag show. Check those guys out. And, of course, at hashtag Joe on Instagram. Is that right, or is it that hashtag Joe?
It's that hashtag. It's that hashtag show and that hashtag Joe.
Yeah, on Instagram. They are live at San Diego Comic-Con right now, dropping the knowledge. Apparently, we all got to look at the new Top Gun trailer. I guess it's badass. We got to check that shit out at some point.
The new Cats trailer sounded pretty crazy.
It sounds awesome. Cats.
Yeah. Rebel and James Corbin, I think, would be... I mean, they're going to be hilarious.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And also...
Rebel.
Big shout-out to our buddy Chef Rebel? David Fuerte at Made for Chefs and, of course, at...
Masataco.
Masataco. You got to make sure you check those guys out. David's a great chef, man. He's out there doing big things.
Even better guy.
Yeah, great human being, right? Just what a fucking good dude, breaking knowledge. He even told us his food costs. Like, people don't share that knowledge.
Sharing his food costs, sharing, like, just how he started the place. I mean, the fact that he built it off of hard work and, like, he built it with his own money, no investors, just,
I mean,
like...
Frank, I don't know if you were listening on the way in because the fucking service is terrible. It's garbage, I know, but the dude said when he opened his restaurant, they put a food truck out front, so they basically worked a food truck during the day to create a buzz
while they were doing the build.
While they were doing the build out for the restaurant, that's fucking smart, dude.
Yeah. Absolutely, very, very, very smart. That's that idea.
What a great idea!
No, he's a really great guy and really, really smart.
No doubt about it. Of course, shout out to our good friend, the one and only Chef Dave Borden from Cell Rose and Montauk, joining us and coming in late. The pinch hitter, the one and only Chef Frank Bellotti joining us out here in the Hamptons.
Thank you.
Bro, you're out here nonstop now, so we'll see you all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's up right there.
Jeffy, thank you very much, my friend, as always.
Awesome. And thank all our awesome listeners. And remember to rate, review, and subscribe to this show, because without you, we would not be doing it all the time.
It's free, baby. It's free. Got some great shows coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's make sure we give it the time it deserves. See you next week. Peace.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.